Hi, I'm Jacqueline Steele, and this is my podcast, Self-Worth. In it, we will explore what it means to come alive through the vehicle of self-worth. And within that vehicle of self-worth, we will talk about self-image, spirituality, style, surroundings, and so much more. In the words of my favorite author, Paulo Coelho, all you have to do is pay attention. Lessons always arrive when you are ready. And if you can read the signs, you will learn everything you need to know in order to take the next step. My heart in every podcast episode of Self-Worth is to shine a light on that next step, one at a time. I am so glad you're here. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to Self-Worth with Jacqueline Steele. I'm so glad that you're here today. This month we are talking about stress management. Allow yourself a deep breath, a sigh, let it go. And today we're going to talk about a stress list. I want to get nitty-gritty with you guys about addressing stress and then also creating anecdotes to it. I'm all about real-life implementation. If you've been listening to this podcast, then you know that. So hopefully by the end of this episode, you will have some really good ideas for managing your stress effectively. Before I dive in, sign up for my newsletter, The Scoop, if you haven't already. It's such a high vibe piece of email. There are podcasts, episodes, meditations, books, a Q&A section if you guys have questions, and a bunch of high vibe products with special discounts just for you guys. You can sign up in the show notes below or on my website, jacquelinesteele.com. You are also invited to join my text message community, Sacred Rebel Affirmations. These are individual texts sent just to you, not to a group, and they are put out a few times a week. And they're meant to uplift you and increase your frequency in that moment. I have such faith that they go out at the exact time they need to. So if you need a little breath of fresh air throughout your week, a few times, you can opt in by texting 480-531-6858. That's 480-531-6858. And then type the word sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D. And that's it. It's free. And you'll start receiving these beautiful little nuggets. Lastly, if you've been enjoying this podcast, please leave a review for wherever you are listening to it. Reviews are so important in the podcast world, and I read every single one. Okay, so a stress list. That doesn't sound very complicated, does it? And it's not. It's a matter of bringing awareness to your stress triggers. And by bringing awareness to what is causing us stress, we are then able to take action on these pain points. And this podcast is all about taking action in our lives, right? I want every word I share with you in every episode to be something you can use in your life. Otherwise, what are we here for? What are you listening for? What am I creating this content for? So, if you will, take some time and write out the things that stress you out. Make a stress list. And the more specific you are, the better. I'm going to share some of the things that are stressing me out right now so you guys can get an idea of what I'm talking about. So number one, I have, let's see, one, two, three, four things on my stress list right now. And that doesn't include like everyday stressors like being in traffic or waking up late or going to bed late or not sleeping well. Take not sleeping well out of the equation. That is a stressor. And that's actually my number one stressor right now. It's not getting enough sleep. But on your stress list, what I'm trying to say here in a roundabout way is these are major stressors. These aren't like little things like the store clerk was mean to you. Though that does cause stress, and I'm not saying it's not real, let's focus on the major stressors. Okay. So number one, mine has been not getting enough sleep. Roman is going through a sleep regression, and two out of the last three nights, he has been up in the middle of the night for like 3 hours or more. He's just waking up, ready to party. He starts talking, he starts laughing, he starts moving around, and it's like 1 a.m. and I'm exhausted and oh my gosh. And then, so that was two out of the last three nights. And then on night number three, which was in between those two, I woke up at like 2 a.m. and couldn't go back to sleep. So not sleeping is not good, and not sleeping makes me spiral. My adrenaline spikes when I hear him cry. Then I pick him up and I'm wishing he would fall asleep so I can go to sleep. So my energy is off when I'm holding him, and I'm worried that my next day is just going to be effed because I'll be exhausted. So my number one stressor just recently has not been getting enough sleep. Number two stressor, and this is pretty equally stressful, is spending a lot of money on this home renovation that we're doing. We bought a house in March. It's amazing, and it's going to be even more amazing, but this house needs love. It was built in the 80s, and much of it has not been touched since. So we basically gutted the whole thing. It's down to the studs, friends. There's no flooring in there right now. Kitchen, gone. Bathrooms, gone. Pool is about to be completely redone. All the HVAC is being worked on as I'm recording this. The roof needs to be done. It needs love. And each piece costs thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, we're not talking about little amounts of money here. We're talking about thousands. And my husband and I have never spent this much money in such a short period of time. It's exciting because we are creating our dream home, but it's also really scary because we haven't done this before. So that's number two. Number three has been my health. Since having Roman, I've had some thyroid and hormone issues, and they are primarily stress related. Shocking, because I haven't been getting enough sleep, and we've had a lot going on in our business and in our personal lives with family, with friends, just there's been a lot. And now, because of all that stress, I have adrenal fatigue and I'm battling being less energetic than I'm used to being, which also causes me to feel frustrated and stressed. So this stress management theme this month is as much for me as it is for you guys. Everything I'm writing is such a beautiful reminder of what I know and what I need to re-implement in my life. Number four on my stress list is our business. Sam and I are building the business of our dreams, but we are also spending money doing that. And there is a lot to be done. We are renovating six units in North Carolina right now. We're renovating a lake house in Georgia, a four-bedroom lake house. We are renovating a duplex in Northern Arizona. We are renovating a new rental property we just acquired with two buildings on it in Northern Arizona. And we're also renovating our own home. We've taken on a lot, and it's exciting. It's also a lot of moving pieces, a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of people calling, texting, emailing. And in addition, we are starting a media wing of our business. So we're gearing up to put out more media. These are all things we have dreamt of creating, and now we are doing them. But it doesn't mean that there isn't a learning curve or a lot of money being spent and risks being taken. So it can be stressful. These are major stressors in my life. Some minor and everyday stressors like phone calls and text messages and traffic and unexpected things happening are there. Absolutely. We all experience those. But what I want you to really focus on with your stress list is the big stuff, the big rocks, because we want to consciously design our lives to handle these stressors, especially if they are unavoidable right now. You know, like, I love being a mom. I love it. It brings me joy beyond measure. And yes, I want sleep, but I want my son even more. So sleep issues are unavoidable right now. It's the season I'm in. Spending money on our dream home, unavoidable right now. It's the season we're in. We have been asking God to plop the perfect home that needed renovating into our laps. And God did it. Am I stressed about the money aspect of it all? Yeah, but this is exactly what we asked for. So that stress is unavoidable right now unless we sold the house and gave up on our wish of having it. My health, the imbalances are triggered by stress that is unavoidable right now. And also, stress is part of life. So here I am. And then in our business, those stressors are all things Sam and I have been envisioning building. They come with the territory of expanding our operation. And the only way to get rid of them would be to downsize our business, which we don't want to do. So what are your big stressors? Can you list them out and then define why they are stressing you out and get as specific as possible? If you have been listening to this podcast or following me on Instagram, then you know I love the Golden Secrets organic, sustainable, and regenerative skincare line. I interviewed the founder of this company, Jesse Golden, in episode 102 of this podcast, and she is a leader and a wealth of knowledge in the wellness space. I own the entire Golden Secrets line and use at least two of their products on a daily basis, at least two. But if you are just starting out, I highly recommend the Heal All Oil. It will change your skin if you cleanse with it and then use it as a moisturizer after. I've given this to so many people I love and they all rave about it. They keep coming back for more. I also recommend using the Youth Beauty Face Oil. I use this every morning before putting on makeup and it moisturizes my skin so beautifully for the day and it keeps it plump throughout the day. So any fine lines I have really just disappear. Who doesn't want that? The Golden Secrets Gua Sha Tools and Gold Pulse Firming Wand are also regulars in my skincare routine. I have found as I've gotten older that I like less but better. And each of the Golden Secrets products is so packed with nutrients that you only need a small amount. So a little goes a long way. And also, if you are like me and you don't want a 14-step skincare routine, then this line is definitely for you. It's simple and it balances your skin's microbiome. And I promise you, it will transform your skin. I can't rave enough about this incredible clean skincare line. It is just, it's next level. And I have a discount specifically for my community, and it is this code, Jacqueline10. So head on over to thegoldensecrets.com and use code Jacqueline10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase. I also periodically do giveaways and special sales with the Golden Secrets on Instagram, so you can get more information on my Instagram page at Jacqueline Steele. The details and discount are also in this episode's show notes. This episode is powered by Infopathy. Did you know that you can program your water with electromagnetic signals that heal and nourish your body naturally? Well, you can with Infopathy's ICs and complexes. In fact, I used one today, just about an hour ago. Here's how it works. You take a glass or a bottle of high quality water and place it on one of their devices. They're all online. You can see which one you want to purchase. I personally love the glowing IC pad. And then after you place your water on this device, you choose the IC or complex you want to use and then click program. The device will do its thing and you will literally have healing water when the program is finished, usually just a couple of minutes. Infopathy literally has thousands of healing complexes to choose from. It's so wild. You can program your water for reproductive health, hormone health, mental health, digestive health, etc. You can also program the water with cell salts, herbs, flower essences, probiotics, vitamins, minerals, and more. This technology is cutting edge, and Infopathy is adding more ICs and complexes to their library all the time. It's so incredibly exciting, and it's all available with your phone and one of these devices. For more information, visit infopathy.com. That's infopathy.com and use code Jacqueline10 for 10% off of your order. Again, that's infopathy.com and code Jacqueline10 for 10% off. Links and codes are also in the show notes. So now I want you to think about the anecdote to each of your stressors. The goal here isn't to eliminate them altogether. I get it. Disappearing to an island in Greece is so attractive. But we are meant for expansion and growth, and isolating ourselves and giving up won't lead us toward that growth. Comfort will not get us there. So let's talk about the anecdotes. And then we are going to talk about the ultimate answer to managing your stress. Juicy stuff, right? I'm going to list my anecdotes because I love a good example. And I want you to have some examples to go off of. Okay. Number one, regarding sleep and my son. My little Bubs is only little once. And these sleepless nights are temporary. What is causing me so much stress is the pressure I'm putting on myself to operate at a high level every day. And that's great in theory, but not measuring up every day because I'm exhausted is seriously stressing me out. So I have to remove the pressure. Maybe I don't get quite as much done. Maybe I need a little power nap here and there. When I take the pressure of my own expectations off, my energy shifts. It feels lighter and I'm able to get up with my son and be patient and loving and the kind of present and joyful mother I want to be. I don't need to take everything so seriously, you know? Number two, regarding spending a lot of money on our home renovation. Yeah, it's scary. We haven't done this before, but it's also what we asked for. These designs are part of our concept home idea that will hopefully help to put us on the map, so to speak. And also spending this money challenges us to make more and expand. It's forcing us to dial things in and get stronger and better. It's also forcing us to face our fears. And better now than years from now, right? This is a growth opportunity. Regarding my health, I am overall so healthy. I can choose to trust that my body is coming back into balance after pregnancy, a really tough birth, and a pretty stressful postpartum year. It's doing what it was designed to do. Tell me what it needs, and then, with proper nourishment and attention, go back into homeostasis. I have faith in my body. It has been so good to me these past 36 years, and it gave me the most beautiful gift in the world last year, my son. Number four, regarding our business and all the moving pieces we have going right now, this is what we wished for. Could we drop them all and momentarily relieve the stress? Yeah. But is that going to lead us to where we want to build our business? No, it's not. Expansion is uncomfortable at times. Doing anything you haven't done before is uncomfortable. That's why so many people shy away from it. Now, friends, I wrote my stress list, and then I wrote out my anecdote to each one. And do you see what these anecdotes really are? They're a shift in perspective. Stress management can include removing stressors for sure, like putting your dang phone away every day. My gosh, being off my phone reduces my stress by like 50%. And we can also de-stress through other activities. Yeah, I talked about 8 ways to manage your stress naturally in last week's episode. It goes without saying, remove the stressors that aren't leading you anywhere. The stressors that have zero return on investment, like overspending on stuff that has zero return. Or relationships that do not add any value to your life. Or a job that sucks the life out of you. Or an alarm clock that wakes you up with a jolt instead of something soft and non-adrenaline producing. Remove all stressors that have no point. But for the stressors that are a catalyst for major life expansion and growth, our job is to change our perspective within them. And this is some of the hardest work we will do. But if we can master our mindset, we can master everything else. Are you with me? You feeling stressed about the major opportunity in front of you? Good. That means you care about it and you're on the right path. Are you stressed about your kid? Good. That means you care about being an amazing parent and you were given that child because you are the perfect parent for him or her. Stressed out about money? Good. Me too. That means we are expanding our capacity and we are learning how to manage our finances for when more abundance comes our way. Are you stressed about your relationship? Good. It's teaching you, and those lessons will serve you for the rest of your life if you do the work within them. Are you understanding what I'm doing here? You are capable of so much more than you realize. You are so much stronger than you know. And you're so much stronger than you've been telling yourself you are. So how can you expand your mindset to overcome your current stressors? Write it all out. Get specific. Don't stop until you feel that rocket fuel of inspiration underneath you. I think this is worth mentioning again. We have to expand our mindset to overcome our current stressors. We have to get above the wave, okay? If you keep being sucked under and you have zero oxygen, it's going to be hard to see the forest for the trees. I'm mixing up my metaphors here, but you guys get the idea. If we want to expand our lives, we're going to take on more sometimes, and there are going to be seasons that there are things that are seriously stressful. But if you keep your eye on the prize and all of it is leading you toward that dream life, toward that expansive life, then your job is to expand your mindset and flip the perspective on it to overcome it. Last night, when Roman was still up and I was about to lose it, I shared with my husband. I said something like, I don't think I can do this. I'm losing it. And he said, yes, you can. We are so much stronger than we've been telling ourselves we are. And he's right. So get you a mantra. And when you feel stress or fear brewing, say it. Create new neural pathways. Lean on that mantra until it's so ingrained in your mind that it drowns the self-doubt chatter. Mine is straight from Joan of Arc herself. I am not afraid. I was born to do this. I actually created a print of that quote and it hangs above my bed. It's huge. And it's a daily reminder that I will not be drowned by fear. I will be reshaped into a stronger, more expansive version of myself through it. So I will leave you with this question. How can you shift your perspective on the things that are stressing you out? Like I mentioned before, if we can master our mindset, we can master everything else. Also, the docuseries Limitless with Chris Hemsworth on Disney Plus is a really awesome deep dive into stress and facing it with mindset tactics. I highly recommend it if you want some visual juicy material to feast your eyes on when it comes to overcoming stress and stress management to just supplement into this month's content. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. Have a beautiful day.
You have been listening to Self-Worth with Jacqueline Steele. For more information, visit jacquelinesteele.com, and to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube under the same name. Light, love, and peace. Until next time.